Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As promised, I'm joined here by a local vape shop owner. Full disclosure, your sister works here.
Yes.
I want to make sure everyone knows that. That's how I got the connection. I said, hey, can we talk to your brother? She called you. We talked for a few minutes, and I said, hey, come on down. Matt Llewellyn, your shop is what? It's Lean Back Vapes in Wilkes-Barre?
Yes. It's at 1325 North River Street in Plains, PA, in the Tuftex Plaza.
Okay. Outside of that, you know, some people are like, oh, you're just going to give an infomercial for his shop. Like, he's come in to help. So if you go to a shop, awesome. If you don't, this is more about information. Based off of what you heard the president say yesterday, that timeline, which could be a couple months, I guess, where if this goes through and vape shops can't sell those flavored vape juices, they're called, right?
Yes.
What happens to vape shops, in your opinion, local mom and pop vape shops in 6 months?
Well, I would first start by saying in PA, we already have a 40% tax, which most states do not have on the vape juice. So that right there had put a lot of vape shops local out of business. Is one of the things I had to think of before I even opened a vape shop. So the thing is, yes, there's many different flavors. There's many different e-juices. And what it would do, it would definitely crush the vape industry as far as mom and pop local shops, where it would only be there would only be a benefit or a profit for a big business that would have one or two different flavors of tobacco flavors, and it wouldn't be able to survive.
You explained this to me this morning, and because when I first heard this, I thought, well, there's it's just those flavored vape juices. Explain why it would be so detrimental to a local business owner if they got rid of the flavors.
I mean, I would have one product on my shelf in a store. It wouldn't make sense. It would only make sense to be sold in, let's say, either you'd be able to purchase online this one flavor, or maybe a bigger store, like your big Walmarts and stuff might be able to carry that because they already have a giant store selling other stuff, not just one niche product.
So right now you have a wide variety of flavors.
Yes, I found in the industry that consumers, adults who want to vape, don't want to vape tobacco flavor only, because that's what they're trying to get away from, the flavor of smoking a cigarette. I don't want to vape and taste cigarettes still. I want to taste something that is enjoyable for me as an adult, say a fruit or a custard or a dessert flavor. That is an enjoyable flavor for me and most people that come in my shop versus only tobacco.
Right. You would use an example about how it would almost be the equivalent by getting rid of the vapes. For anyone who's having trouble following that, like, well, you could still sell tobacco. Why would it be a problem? You said it would almost be like if you had a store that sold every cigarette package and they said, sorry, the only kinds of cigarettes you can now sell are Marlboros.
Exactly.
It would be one type of cigarette. That's not enough to keep you in business.
No, definitely wouldn't be able to stay in business. Not only that, as a broader scale, you have these thousands of e-juice companies that are regulated by the FDA, that have warnings on their labels, that are quality products, not what we're finding out people getting sick from. All those businesses that make e-juices in a lab that is inspected by the FDA, all those companies would, in a sense, go out of business as well, because they would only be able to make one flavor, tobacco. They couldn't survive on one flavor.
Right. Okay, I'm going to ask you this question, but it's not, I don't expect your answer to be anything but what I know it's going to be. Do you want your customers to die?
Of course not. Okay. Absolutely
not. I just wanted
to
throw that out there because there have been 6 deaths linked to vaping.
Yes.
You said the regulation of certain products, you're finding out, the industry's finding out people are dying. They're using, I'll be honest, I don't understand what specifically is happening or but I know it's linked to some off-market products. That's what I've heard.
Right. You would never find any of these products that people have gotten sick or died from in my vape shop. What we're finding, and they're not disclosing it because, again, I believe the government and many other people, say big tobacco, are trying to hurt the vape industry in general, where they could actually take it over. They don't want it to go away. They want to own it. you know, the big tobacco and these billion-dollar companies, they want to own it. They already came out with not too long ago where no new flavors could come out. They stopped that. What they did is they say, if you want to try to put a new flavor out, you have to register. It's $1 million to register it.
Hence, that seems fair.
Fair, yeah. Small sure. businesses have no chance to put out any new flavors now because we don't have $1 million to come up with a new flavor. So they stopped all new flavors. And what we're finding out is that the deaths are linked to black market THC tanks, which people vape. There's one chemical in it specifically used to extract the THC from the plant. You're not supposed to vape that product. What's used to extract, now they're putting in it, and they're cutting it with vitamin E. They're cutting it with other stuff. And this is black market. And I saw myself on the news this morning. They busted some people that actually had these products, these black market THC tanks that are that could be very harmful. We don't know what's in it. You know, I know what's in vape juice. And the vape juice that we carry in our shop and most shops around here carry, there's three main ingredients. The three main ingredients is your PG, your VG, and your nicotine. And then if you add flavor.
What is PG?
I don't want to say the words wrong.
Okay.
It is propylene glycol, and the VG is vegetable glycerin. These are the two most common ingredients you'll find in e-liquid since the beginning. For 13 years mainstream, you know, and vaping's been around a lot longer than that.
Right. Got so many questions. I have so many questions here. People, you obviously don't want people to die. We just discussed this.
Of course not.
What about the risk of children? Because it's twofold. People were dying. That's what the president said. You know, people have died. But also kids are doing this. And it's interesting. Some people are upset at the president. They're like, how could he do this? How could he do this? This seems very logical if you know anything about the president. It seems like something he would get behind because he doesn't smoke and he doesn't drink and he's never done drugs. So this is in his wheelhouse of things he probably doesn't like in his life. Say I'm going to pretend for a second. I'm a 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. I come in and I go, hey, I'm here to find out. I walk into your store by myself. I say, hey, I'm going to come in. I'm going to buy some vape stuff. What flavors? Do you have any chocolate? Do you have any creme brulee? I don't know what it would be. What do you say?
I would stop him right there and ask to see their ID if I think they look, you know, too young. If they look under 30 or maybe even 40, I would ask to see ID. We will not sell to anyone that is under 18. In PA, you have to be 18 or older to purchase any tobacco, 21 for alcohol. I know a lot of states went to 21 and up for tobacco products. But yeah, I won't sell to anyone at that age. If I think somebody sent them in, say it's an adult and sent them in, I'll turn them away. You know, I own a business and there's laws. And I abide by those laws. I didn't just get in this to make money. I got in this because I believe vaping saves lives, period. Vaping has saved lives. When an old man comes in, a regular customer, and he's healthy, and he says, man, I don't cough, I don't gag anymore, I don't wake up in the middle of the night, you know, dying, and vaping saved my life, I love hearing those stories.
What about, and you kind of mentioned this, and I know a couple people who've done this, they never smoked, they never did drugs, they vape socially.
Yes.
They come in and I come in, and I go, you know, we talked this morning. I've never really smoked, but I'm thinking about vaping because I want to hang out more with you.
You know, my GM at the vape shop, he can be kind of raw. If somebody walked in the shop and said, hey, I was thinking about vaping, the first question we're going to ask is, well, how much do you smoke? Because I'm not in there just to sell you the biggest, baddest device, the most expensive juice to make money. I'm there to help you. If you want to make the switch, I'm there to, you know, educate you in whatever lawful way I can. So yeah, if somebody comes in and says, hey man, I want to vape, and I ask them how much they smoke, and their answer is, oh, I don't smoke, but all my friends vape, man, I think it's pretty cool. You know, I'm going to push them to not vape. If you don't vape, if you don't smoke rather, don't vape. It's an alternative to smoking cigarettes, which kill people. So if you want to just vape because it's fun, it's cool, it tastes good, don't come in my shop and want to get into it because there's no reason for you to. Vaping is an alternative to smoking cigarettes that are killing people.
What, I keep thinking of these questions and they pop into my head and out of my head. I don't have the answer to this. Have there been studies, because I know, where did vaping start? It started in Europe, correct?
Yeah, I don't know the exact history.
Okay.
But there has been studies. You see, in America, I don't want to get too political. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to get scientific. I'm not a scientist. I don't want to get into the whole medical part of it because I'm not a doctor, and I won't ever claim to be those things. But I know in the UK they have done studies, okay? And the studies that they did, the Public Health of England, they did studies showing that vaping is 95% less harmful than cigarettes. Okay, it does not have the tar. It does not have those things that are in the 5,000 chemicals that are in a cigarette. Who knows what big tobacco puts in? We know there's always over 5,000 chemicals. And that's what's harming people, the combustion, the tar. When you burn something and inhale it, it is very harmful for you, whether it's pot, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's out of hookahs. Burning that and ingesting it, you know, is very harmful. So they came out and said that it's 95% less harmful than smoking. England wants everybody vaping. They've done studies, and the studies are well known. The government knows these studies. The medical field and, you know, all the science, they know. They've been doing studies. They just will not release in America these studies. And, I mean, I'm sorry, but it comes down to the almighty dollar, period. Fact is, it comes down to money. That big tobacco can't line all these politicians' pockets if they're not making money. And big tobacco has taken a huge hit over the last few years with the vaping. Why do you think Juul was bought by big tobacco? Big tobacco wants to own the whole industry. If they own it, they'll be all for it, and then probably the politicians will be all for it too.
And I don't even know. I have heard Juul commercials here. People will sometimes text in and say, I can't believe you're running that.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have different flavors with Juul?
Juul does. They actually crack down on Juul, but again, I don't know the exact
specifics. You don't have to comment if you don't know. That's fine.
No. Well, what I'll comment on is that, yeah, Juul has flavors, and that's where it came down to, like, yo, Juul, you got to stop selling these in the gas stations, everything, where, you know, kids can come in and buy it, and they're not IDing anyone. We're going to get rid of all your flavors.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, so one of the critiques or one of the criticisms is that these vape juices, these flavors, target children, and yes, they're advertised toward children.
You know, I kind of laugh at that. I don't laugh at it as in a way where it shouldn't be targeted to children. Of course it shouldn't be. But if you're going to say if there's an apple or if there's a dessert that kids are going to be drawn to it, I completely agree. The way it should be marketed should not be ever towards children. I don't think anyone young should be vaping. But the problem is this. They're going after the vape only. They don't say anything about how there's strawberry-flavored vodka or Mike's Hard Lemonade. I mean, that's appealing to children in the alcohol sense. They're not attacking them. But well, it's funny vaping.
Yeah, you bring that up because I looked up some of the flavors here, and for some reason, I don't know what it is about vaping and marijuana. The names for the products are hilarious. That and fireworks. It's always sure. The most, you don't just go, hey, I'll take that explosion number 9. It's always like, you know, mama's top gets blown off. It's some weird, crazy, you know, dragon's breath. Tropical bubblegum. These are some of the flavors of different things. I just did a quick Google search. Pink lemonade bubblegum. I thought the same thing. I don't know if it's necessarily targeted toward kids. Maybe kids would find them interested or they'd be curious about it. But, I mean, it's feasible. But for the most part, I think it targets, I'm a stereotype here, the college freshman who doesn't like beer.
Right.
Who wants a wine cooler. Remember, sure. It reminds me of. It goes toward people who, I want to fit in, I want to do this, but I don't like the icky taste.
Right. Same thing with beer, okay? Tobacco is an acquired taste. So, yes, the fruity, desserty ones may taste better to somebody who doesn't have that acquired taste of over the years smoking cigarettes, just like beer is an acquired taste. So the kids want this fruity beer, the fruity alcohol, whatever, because they're not, you know, they're not accustomed to that acquired taste. So, yes, the flavored e-juices can be appealing to youth. I do not deny that.
Right, I want to take a quick break. Can you hang out for a second?
Yeah.
I'm already late for this break. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. If you guys have any questions, there are some questions coming in via text message. If you wanted to call, now you don't claim to know everything about the vape industry, but you do run a shop and you've been very insightful. Jason Barsky here, WILK News Radio, here with Matt Llewellyn. In relation to the guy from People's Court, do you get that a lot?
No, I get that a lot. Yeah,
I remember Doug Llewellyn
from People's Court.
You don't take the law into your own hands. You take him to court. I remember that. I grew up watching that. And Rusty the Bailiff, he's your friend. No. Matt, you're here to talk about the vaping issue. A president has come out. They say they're trying to ban the flavored juices.
Yeah.
It's already illegal for people under 18 to have it. Who's buying this stuff for them right now? Is it parents, you think? The parents buy it and for the kids or friends?
No, I think part of the problem is they addressed that recently, that these, you know, small gas stations where they don't ID anybody, they just want to make money, they'll sell it to anyone.
Would you be fine or be cool if the state of Pennsylvania or they started doing crackdowns and sending in people like they did when they changed the smoking age to 18, and they start bringing people in, and if the stores didn't get carded, they got fined. Are you down with that?
I could get fined. I could get closed down if I sold anyone underage. We have signs up. I'm fine with that. Bring in the undercovers. I'm not there just to make money, and I'm not going to profit off children.
A caller didn't want to come on the air, but said there's a rumor that there's antifreeze in vape juice. Where does that come from? What is the story behind that
Well, it's not a rumor. The PG, the propylene glycol, it is used antifreeze, but it's the kind that you could literally drink and it wouldn't harm you. There's a very small amount in there, actually, and it's the same ingredient that's used in foods we eat. So
it's not antifreeze, but it's an ingredient in antifreeze?
Yeah,
I don't. What's it called again? I just want to. Can you spell it out? Cause in case anyone wants to just Google it on their own.
Yeah, it's propylene glycol.
Where is it? Right there.
There somewhere.
Here, this way. If you know, because I'll be honest, listening to that makes me go, ooh, okay.
Because I had somebody make fun of me when I started vaping, saying, "Oh, you're vaping antifreeze." No, I'm not vaping antifreeze. Fact is, two people in the last year were hospitalized for vaping. When I say vaping, I don't mean THC fake. Who knows what they're putting in it. I'm talking about the stuff that I vape every day. Two people are hospitalized for a type of pneumonia. And chances are they had some already, it's a situation going on with their health maybe. But I know this. Every minute of every hour of every day, somebody dies from smoking cigarettes, combustible cigarettes. Since we've been here, 10 people have died from smoking combustible cigarettes. But we're not hearing anything about cigarettes anymore. Nothing.
I mean, cigarettes
did. Go back to smoking then.
Cigarettes have taken a beating over the years, and rightfully so. I mean,
sure.
and this society has, I've lived in different parts of the country out in the West Coast, and there's far more smokers here in Northeast PA than there were in California, or even when I was in Harrisburg 15 years ago. That industry did take a beating, which makes me think they've been hurt by that.
Oh, yeah. The big tobacco took a beating when they had all the lawsuits and had to,
It would also explain, though, if they are behind kind of trying to push for this shutdown or the getting rid of this stuff. It's all conspiracy theories.
I'm not about conspiracy theories, but I tell you what, man, there's no doubt that money, it's all about money. Not one or two or three big companies are profiting from the vape industry. Thousands of small businesses are profiting that make the juice, that sell the stuff like in a shop. You know, yeah, a lot of our products come from China, but the juice, man, made here in California. And I get a lot of my juice from a lab in New Jersey. And the juice we get from a lab in Jersey has been around for like 10 years. And they get inspected by the FDA all the time. They come in there and they inspect their conditions and what they're putting in it, the PG and the VG.
Is there a place parents or people can call and report a store for some reason? Someone just texted in and said, I know for a fact that a vaping store, they give me the location, sold to my underage son. Is there a place that they can report this stuff?
I'm not exactly sure what the phone numbers or anything, but like I said, we have the signs up in my shop and a little tent, so like it says no underage and all that, and that's from, I'm sorry, I'm going blank right now, but I'm sure if you Google it, you can find out. But I would say that if you know of a shop that sold to underage kids, report them. Again, I'm not in this just to make money. I will not sell to minors.
Now, someone called you out on that. When you start a business, obviously you want it to be successful. You have other businesses, right?
Yes.
And you don't need to get details in there. When you say you're not in it to make money, obviously it's a business. You don't want to lose money. You want to make money. But you're saying you don't want to just, you're not in it to make money. You know you will make money. People, right. When people say that, sometimes it gets taken the wrong way. It's like, I'm not in this for money. I'm just trying.
Well, no, I am in it. It's my future. I believe in the vape industry. I believe it's where it's going to go. I want to have 10 lean back vapes, because our business model, when I started this, I didn't want to just be another shop that's in it to make money. I want you to come in our shop, feel welcome, feel like, if you ask questions, we're going to answer. If you have a problem with your device, bring it to us. We'll fix it for you. Yeah, a lot of shops do that. They'll say, if you want to get into vaping, here you go. They sell them this big kit, this juice, $200 out the door, and the person doesn't even stop smoking because they didn't meet their needs of what they need. And a lean back vape should come over. We'll meet your needs.
All right. And I personally, the only stake I have in this is I know some people who've smoked for many years and vaping helped them get off of that. I have six people died recently. Yeah, kind of just recently, last hour, equated it to the Takata airbags, where airbags have saved so many lives. Then out of nowhere, people started dying from them. Mm-hmm. And they investigated it and found it out. It wasn't airbags that were killing people. It was these specific airbags. Something was wrong with them and they recalled them. After an investigation, they find out that they targeted, hypothetically, one of these products is on your shelf.
Right.
Obviously, it comes down. you get rid of it.
Well, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I've actually looked into some of the juices that we keep on the shelf because they had the whole popcorn lung scare where diacetyl was going in juices. I won't carry any juice that has the diacetyl in it. And, yeah, I would absolutely pull it off my shelf.
What is the popcorn lung? Someone just texted about that. I knew it sounded familiar.
I don't know exactly what the popcorn lung is, but I know that something developed in a person's lung from vaping. And it was actually diacetyl was the ingredient that was in the juice. It is a flavoring additive. So they do not put that in juices anymore. If you have a bottle of juice and any ingredients you know is to be diacetyl, throw it away. Do not vape that.
I mean, there's just a caller. Most of the people have texted in, which has been nice. It makes the conversation easier. But Joe in Back Mountain, I got to take a break. So I'm very short on time here. But you're talking to Matt, by the way. You're talking to Matt.
Yeah, your guest. No, he sounds very truthful and sincere, and I applaud him for that.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, I had an inkling. Old men dream dreams, young men see visions, whatever. I get inklings about this, and when Juul came out and said that they were going to give their employees $1 million bonus just a couple months ago, I had the feeling the government was going to stick their nose into this. So I want to say they came out and said they're going to give they made so much money and they have they only have like 100 employees.
Right.
And they said they're going to give them like $1 million bonus.
Hey,
and
Joe?
Made the news. And I had a feeling that Congress or somebody was going to stick their nose
in
it.
Absolutely.
Joe, listen, love to keep talking to you.
Okay.
We got to wrap this segment up. I know you have places to be. I got places to be. And look, I appreciate it. Listen, thank you. I know you got to get out of here. Matt Lewin, thank you for coming in. Again, just full disclosure, your sister works here. That's how I made the connection. It's informative stuff. It's informative stuff. And how many local vape shops are there?
Maybe 5 or 6 within 5-6 miles. There's not a lot of them.
How many employees do you have?
I have 3 employees at our shop.
So even if you're talking about, I counted 11 when I Googled Scranton, vapes. And this shop's, so
sure,
11. So if everyone had 3, that's 33 employees would be out of work if your prediction would be correct, if the vape juices went away.
I wouldn't be able to survive. So I just want to say.
Out of work. But yeah, Matt, final words.
Yeah, I just want to say before I leave, you know, it's a shame how our country is now. You know, right now, the left demands that the government becomes the parents instead of parents parenting and educating the kids. You know, that's what it is. Kids are going to do what kids are going to do. Should they be vaping? Absolutely not. Should we let the government parent us? No. So the left needs to get on board with that, man. Let the parents be the parents. Stop sending your kids off all the time and parent them.
With that comment, I got to follow up with one thing. Sorry. You brought up the left. The president's the one at the forefront of, and we haven't talked politics here, really.
No,
really,
try not to.
I don't know your political leanings. I can guess. I can guess. Look. The president is on the right.
Yeah.
This is out of character in your opinion?
I don't agree with him at all.
Okay. This, I mean, we don't need to go further. It seems like something, it does to me sound like something you would have heard from the left.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if his kid got it or something. And if that's the case, it begs a lot of questions. Is his wife twisting his arm? There's a lot of questions to be asked. So it puts you as a individual, a citizen, a business owner, puts you in a weird spot. We don't need to go there. Maybe we'll have you back at some point. Okay.
That'd be nice.
This isn't gonna be the last time. Matt Llewellyn, the name of your shop again is what?
Lean Back Vapes. We're at 1325 North River Street in the Tough Tex Plaza.
Appreciate it. You coming back. I'm really late. I'm probably gonna get in trouble, but it was 100% worth it. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.